me wrap them up?
Vampire burrito? Close the door. I'm running to the bathroom.
Tell me what it is about Suki Stackhouse that has piqued your interest.
God save you.
Tell me. Well, I certainly wasn't expecting that.
Get out!
But I can help!
Get out! She's starting to see.
Your friend doesn't have a blood type.
What? Everybody has a blood type.
Exactly.
Go, Tommy!
Take it to him, Tommy!
I'm sorry, Sam. I know we let you down.
Until I met you, I thought there were lots of the worst people I'd ever met.
Well, Tom.
You can't seem to stay out of trouble.
Who are you?
I'm Claudine. The Dark Approaches.
She's dying.
Thanks to you.
I can help.
You have to come with us, Sicky.
Why?
You will steal your light.
What light? How do I get back from here? Claudine!
This could be so much less painful if you just said the fucking words!
I hear my friends. This way.
Congratulations, Your Majesties. The authority will never recognize this.
Get away from her, you piece of shit!
Tara, he saved her life.
After he almost fucking killed her.
You're alive. Cook, say something. You brain damaged?
I need to speak to Bill. Alone?
So he can finish what he started? Hell no!
Tara! Everyone, please!
Y'all heard her. Out. Afraid of me.
Can you blame me?
I never meant to hurt you. I couldn't stop.
I know.
I can't take back what I've done.
No. You can't. I don't know how to start forgiving you. I don't know if I ever will. There's too much.
I'm not asking for your forgiveness. I don't want to be forgiven.
From the day we met, it's been one long, bloody fight. And I keep waiting for it to be over. For us to be happy. To start our lives together like a normal couple. But it's never gonna happen for us, is it?
I want you to have all that. I want you to lie in the sunlight. Have children. Grow old with someone. I want you to have the life you deserve. And I cannot give it to you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
came in the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
She was going to live with us.
She's my wife, Talbot. We just acquired the state of Louisiana. I thought you would have been excited.
Excited? Franklin's brains won't wash off the guest linens. I had to bury werewolves under the gazebo and that sooty bit steak, Lorena. I've had enough excitement, thank you. Colopulia.
They made quite a mess, didn't they?
Well, at least you're safe. That's what matters most to me. Words.
Oh, things may be getting complicated soon. I'm afraid I acted somewhat impulsively while I was gone.
What did you do? Spit it out.
I killed the magister. He deserved it.
Are you out of your fucking mind? The authority will never stand
by me. The authority. They won't be able to prove a thing. I made sure of that.
You're acting like a century-old child.
Relax! I've already sent a $500,000 check to the AVL in support of their foolish vampire rights amendment.
You can buy your way out of everything!
Of course I can! This is America.
Forgive the interruption, Your Majesty. There's a were-bitch in your study.
Go while I babysit your wife.
Calatas, por favor. Casa aquí mis putanas.
What's up, Pumpkin?
They killed my cooter.
Oh, he died a hero.
He weren't no hero. He just wanted to do some V and have a little fun. And they shot him in the heart. Let me go after him. I'll rip their fucking heads off.
I like your energy. What do you think, Northman?
Well, I enjoy a good head ripping as much as the next vampire. But in this case, it might be wise to consider the value of the heads in question.
You mean the Stackhouse girl? Yeah, she's something special, isn't she?
She fucked my ex-boyfriend and made him shoot my fiancé. She's a cunt.
But she's a special cunt.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll let you play with her first. Respectfully, Your Majesty, given the recent turn of events, bringing Suki into this may not be the best idea.
Well, that's exactly why I need her. I may have inadvertently started a war tonight. Miss Stackhouse could be my secret weapon.
Well, Suki's abilities are unpredictable at best. And like most humans, she's ruled by petty emotions. I would not trust her.
The real question is, can I trust you? You turned on your own queen. Now that I've freed your feisty little ward, how do I know you won't sell me out as well?
Because I have been searching for you for 1,000 years. A true leader. One strong enough to unite us all. I believe my maker, Godric, was such a vampire, but he was weak. He succumbed to his humanity and it killed him. Dispatching the magistrate, it proved without a doubt that my search, it has finally ended.
That was rash and foolish.
It was brave and uncompromising. Vampires have yearned for someone to stand up to the tyranny of the authority for centuries. Just give me the chance. And I will show you just how deep my loyalty runs.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
When's Papa gonna buy Mama a diamond ring? That's what I wanna know.
And if that diamond ring turns brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass is broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. Don't you worry, Sheriff. I'll take real good care of our baby.
Your dad. They buried you.
That can't get me from my boy. You don't finish what your daddy started, ain't you, T-Boo? Gonna be just like your old man, you.
No. He ain't gonna be nothing like you. You get away from us.
I mean, it's blood, boo. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Arlene! Wake up! Wake up! You're dreaming, baby.
Oh, I never thought I'd miss you, but I totally did. All right. There's some stuff that I gotta tell you, but you gotta promise me that you won't get mad.
Jessica, there's no time for this. You must collect your things and leave immediately.
Well, where are we going?
We're not going anywhere.
But...
Look at me. As your maker, I release you.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means our ties are broken. You are free to go.
Well, but, what if I don't want to be...
You can't stay with me.
Well, I ain't going anywhere. No way.
Listen.
No, you listen to me. I drained someone. I know I was hungry and I was sad and it was an accident, but I didn't know how to control myself because you never taught me. No, I need you. You are the only maker I got.
I can't take care of you. I can't protect you. I'm no good to you.
Well, I'm no good either. And I don't care what you say, I am not leaving. I don't want to be alone anymore. If you need to get back to Jackson, I understand. I'll be fine.
Cynthia, I know you're tough than the one-eared alley cat, but I ain't leaving you alone right now. Besides, I reckon Jackson won't be too friendly tonight.
There's a guest room upstairs. You're welcome to it for as long as you need.
Someday it won't hurt so bad.
Is that what you keep telling yourself about Debbie? Andy, what are you doing here?
Just because I let Bill give you his blood don't mean I forgive him. Sook, you need to press charges. What he did to you, that's domestic
something.
Actually, it sounds more like assault or attempted murder.
I'm not going to press charges on Bill.
Your brother's just trying to look out for you.
I know, but Bill didn't attack me on purpose. He was starving and unconscious. It's his nature.
There's no excuse.
It's over between me and Bill. There's nothing more to talk about.
Maybe now's not the time. If you change your mind, we can get a restraining order.
No, screw the restraining order. If he come near you again, I'm going to kill him. I swear.
You ain't killing nobody.
Andy, stop looking at me like that. You know what I'm thinking?
Don't lose your shit on me.
Shut up, brain. Stop thinking she's going to find out.
Jason, find out what? What have you done?
Nothing. You got no right being in my head. That's trespassing.
I do so have a right. If you're going to come into my house threatening to kill people and lying to me.
Fine. Now leave. Somebody's got to make that fanger pay for what he did to you.
That fanger? Jason, that's not who you are. That's not how Grant raised you. You ain't a bigot or a murderer. I know you love me, and you're just trying to protect me. But I have seen enough killing and hating. I can't take any more. Jason, please just tell me you ain't going to do anything stupid.
You ever gonna tell me what happened to you?
Someday. Just not tonight.
Well, Hook, I need to know. You got a death wish?
No. I don't. I fought like a motherfucker to survive. Never realized how much I wanted to live, too. I can't go there right now, Lafayette.
Okay. Hey, you ain't got to go nowhere. You just stay right here with me.
Get in here before someone sees you.
Are you sure that's everything? Jane, welcome back here. You understand?
I want you boys to know. I don't blame you. I'd leave us too if I could.
What's stopping you? That son of a bitch done nothing but knock you up and suck you dry.
That son of a bitch is your daddy. And he's my husband. I know he's no good. But love don't discriminate. That's what... You can hate me if you want. But I'll still love you. Both of y'all. As long as I'm still breathing. Take care of my boy, Sam. Take care of yourself, too. I'm so glad y'all got each other.
Let me help you with that.
I'm stronger than I look.
I believe it.
But if you want to help, I could really use some money. I know I got no right to ask, but Jolie done spent every cent we had on that fight. That ain't gonna get us far.
I don't give a fuck where it gets you as long as it's out of here.
And now you can fly too. Ain't you fancy?
Mama, how you get out the hospital and what are you doing here?
Hell, I came to protect you, Lala. They coming for you.
Who? Who coming for me, Mama?
The vampires. The witches. And dogs and cats, they know. They all know. And they're coming for you, baby. But I got here. I got here.
Hey. You want to be alone? Whole world faded away. And the grand yellow thought you putting on sunscreen. You're frying like a fritter in a pan. My whole life's at night now. You're gonna go back to Bill again. That never hurt me so bad. I trusted him with every part of me. Maybe it's stupid to trust someone that much. You didn't ask for any of this. I knew what he was the minute I laid eyes on him. I knew he was dangerous. And I ain't gonna lie. That's part of what I fell in love with. Phil gave you his blood before your first date. He saved my life. We both know what drinking the blood does to you. Maybe he glamored you into thinking you were in love.
Glamoring doesn't work on me. It might be over between me and Bill, but what we had was real. And I can't just flip a switch and turn my heart off.
You know what you sound like? One of those sad country songs about dumb bitches who let their men cheat and beat on them all for the sake of true love. Let me tell you something. At the end of those songs, the dumb bitches always end up dead.
Did you just call me a dumb bitch?
I'm sorry, but if you go back to that vampire, that's what you are.
What I can do in my brain? Like every bit as deadly as Bill's fangs. I know what it's like to be afraid of my own body, to not be sure what it's going to do next. I've killed. I may not have cheated, but I wanted to. Me and Bill, we ain't so different.
Yes, you are. I saw the look in his eye. Same as Franklin's. Cold and crazy. Like a rattlesnake.
That isn't the Bill I know.
Then maybe you don't know the real Bill.
Tara, I don't want to fight with you. You've been through a lot. I can see you're in pain. Let's talk about it.
I can't.
But trust me, sir. You don't want to hear what I've got to say.
Morning, sir.
Good. Maybe you can flirt some sense into that girl. Because logic sure as hell ain't working.
Your truck.
What happened to your face? Come right in. What'd you do, swim here?
It was the only way they couldn't track my scent.
Was that drug dealer code for something?
Listen, I don't want to cause you no trouble, but I had no other place to go. All I need is your truck.
My truck. Yeah, I heard you. Crystal, you ain't getting my truck until you tell me what happened to your face.
Can I get a towel? And some whiskey?
You caught any of those tree blinds?
That's Tara. She's all bark and, well, she bites too. But at least she ain't a vampire like her hostess.
Chili's down in Monroe had a vampire busboy. He's real fast.
Well, seems like you're going to fit in just great around here. Now, this is a nice place to work. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Me and all the dead waitresses. I heard. But I figure, world's been around long enough. No matter where you stay, if somebody died there.
What an interesting way to look at it.
Besides, I got two kids to feed. It's recession and all. Can't really afford being picky.
I got two kids, too. Lisa and Kobe.
And the one on the way? You have a name yet?
How'd you know?
Here, Lee. Who's this?
This is Holly, your new waitress. Oh. Don't sleep with her.
It's okay. It's okay, it's just me. Tara, it's okay. It's okay.
I've been promised to Felton since I was four.
4 years old? Is that even legal?
In case you hadn't noticed, we don't care much for the law in Hot Shot.
What is it? Like a church or cult or something? Because I've done that, and they washed my brain.
Daddy says God's just a drug, like meth or whiskey.
Phil. So you the one did this to your face?
After you came and saw me.
What? This is because of me?
Because I told him I weren't going to marry him no more.
Oh, great. I mean, not great that he punched you in the face. Great that you ain't getting married. God damn. What is it about you, Crystal? Why you made me feel this way?
What way?
Like I'm home.
I gotta go. Give me your keys.
No.
But you
no.
said...
If you want to go, I'll drive you any place you say. I think you want to stay with me. And you're just scared.
You don't know them.
They don't know me.
Mom's out and told you ain't nobody coming for me.
Who's knocking then?
That ain't for me, Mama. Trust me.
Ah! Jesus!
You got a lot of people real worried, Ruby Jean.
That white bitch say, sit down, I'll be right back.
You showed her.
Ah, Pete Jesus.
One of our new nurses left your mother in the garden. It won't happen again.
But what I pay that place, it bet not. Come in, please. Thank you for coming on your day off. I didn't want to call the hospital in case
they sent the cops. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be too good for your business, huh?
Look, Jesus, about the other night...
Hey, I ain't going back there. You ain't taking me back. I ain't crazy. It's them drugs they've given me.
Mom...
Still, nah! You got power, boy. You always have. That's why they come in. I got to protect you. But I can't do it if you keep drugging me.
Mom,
do not touch me.
Ruby Jean, you're right. Your son is very powerful. But I'm not going to let anything happen to him. Okay? Just give me the knife. Let's watch some TV.
TV's all faggots and murderers and hoes. Jesus. Where the clicker?
Tell her exactly what I say. Nothing more.
Janice, listen to me. Stay there. Call Dad. I'm on my way. God damn it.
Debbie?
Shoot her back of wear trash burned down my sister's hair salon. It's one thing coming after me. It's a whole other thing going after my family.
None of this would have happened if you hadn't helped me.
Don't go there. Debbie was crazy long before you came around. I just got fired before she goes after anyone else I love. Sorry, Sookie. I gotta go.
Of course. They're your family. Don't be sorry.
Come with me.
No.
Yeah, but you...
I am not gonna spend my life running. That's not a lot.
Wrestling as wolves will come back for you at any time. You need to call somebody to come stay with you. Your brother, that sheriff.
My brother and Andy Balfour wouldn't stand a chance against a vampire like Russell. And I can't let anyone else get hurt because of me.
Why ain't leaving you here alone?
I'm in danger. Bill will come.
Sure about that?
Yes.
You can read minds and shoot light out of your fingers. I don't want to tell you what's best for you.
If I knew what was best for me, I would have fallen in love with someone like you.
Back at you. It's too bad we're so stupid, huh? Glad I met you, Sookie Stackhouse. You take care of yourself, you hear?
Yelling and throwing drinks, come and find me.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Don't you flirt with her either.
Is she a girlfriend or something?
She ain't a girlfriend. She's just going through some stuff that's none of your business.
Is Jessica Abby working tonight? Give it a rest, man. She's way out of your league.
Who the hell are you?
Tell me, Mulot. You're in my family's establishment. So you listen to me when I tell you, Jessica's done with you. She's moving on to a real man.
You want to pick a fight? You might want to do it with somebody your own size, little buddy. What do you say?
You want to take this shit outside?
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey. Nobody's taking nothing nowhere.
Hey, wait, I apologize for my brother. Tara, get him a drink on the house, please. In my office. Now.
I hate that dick.
Well, it's not a dick. Whatever's going on between him and Jessica, I want you to stay out of it.
You ain't my father, so...
That's right. I ain't only. I care about you. I don't want to see you get hurt.
I can take that big crybaby with both my hands tied around my back.
Tommy, look, I know it's been a fight for you up until now, but it don't have to be that way no more. All right, so how about you just give trouble a rest for a while and focus on building a future for yourself?
What are you talking about?
Well, Merlot's was my dream. Why don't you start thinking about one of your own? Get some money saved up. You go to college. Make something of your life.
College. You really don't know me at all, do you?
That was much better.
I'm getting fast, aren't I?
Yeah, but werewolves are faster.
You really think they're coming back for you?
We're Suki. We're both of us.
Why aren't you with her then?
Because she doesn't want me to be. If she needs me, I will know it.
All right, she screwed up your proposal. I get it. But the whole time she was looking for you, she's wearing your ring.
Jessica, it's over.
No way.
Way.
But you love her.
I do. Which is why I have to let her go.
I love Hoyt. But he's so good and sweet. He deserves to be with somebody who deserves him.
I'm sorry.
Supposed to trust Eric?
What does all this have to do with you, anyway? I gotta go.
Hadley, wait! You can't just leave like this.
I've got to, and so should you. They're coming.
Russell was powerful enough to kidnap Bill, and God knows what he's got on Eric. If he wants me, he's gonna find me, no matter where I run.
Okay, if they find you, they're gonna do horrible things. I'm so sorry. I hope one day you can forgive me.
Forgive you for what?
I'm the one who told him about you. All my fault.
Hadley!
Go ahead, leave. Like you've been doing for centuries. Chasing after this or that while I sit here alone.
In a giant mess with all the blood you could drink and all the vampire boys you could possibly want. Oh, poor Talbot. Are your diamond slippers chafing?
Press the queen, I'm a telepath. All you care about is your precious collection.
Oh.
Talbot,
Your Majesty,
perhaps I have a solution. I know I'm a poor substitute, but I would be honored to keep you company.
I don't know.
That sounds like fun. I am positively jealous.
Fine. Mr. Northman and I will try to find some way to amuse ourselves.
Uh,
I never been outside of Bon Temps. Never had no job other than cooking.
You cook? My sister works at Merlot.
Not food. Meth.
Oh.
Jason, what am I gonna do? If I stay here, they're gonna find me sooner or later and kill you.
That ain't gonna happen. No. 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 That ain't gonna happen. We're together now. No one's gonna come between us.
That is crazy talk, but I almost believe you.
Is that your stomach growling? Or you got gas?
My stomach. I ain't eaten since this morning.
Uh-huh. Tell you what. Why don't you hop in the shower? Come here. I'm going to get us something to eat.
No, Jason, I didn't stay in here by myself.
It'll just be a minute. I'll lock the door. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Okay?
Okay.
He's looking at me.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for my daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Crystal Norris.
Blonde. Real pretty. Got a black eye because so clumsy she walked into a wall.
I hadn't seen anybody like that around here. It's best if you gentlemen were on your way.
I know she's been here because she took my truck and it's outside in your lot. So quit being a fuck mouth and tell me where she is.
There a problem here, bro?
Everything's fine, Tommy. Look, I don't know you. I don't know your daughter, but this is my bar. You ain't welcome here.
Listen up. Shifter, I find out you're lying to me, and I'm going to rip your dick off and feed it to my hogs.
No, Tom. You heard him, Tommy. Down, boy. Smell that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She's snowing like a buzz, so.
Thank
you. You told him I'm letting her spend the night?
Uh-huh. They weren't very happy about it. But I think it's good. You know? She went through a lot to get here. I think it's her way of saying that she needs you.
Waving a kitchen knife is a hell of a way to say you care.
She wasn't gonna hurt anybody. Ruby Jean has got a flair for drama.
It runs in the family.
What she said before about you being powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, you know that, right?
When I was 5 years old, that woman told me I could breathe underwater. Mother ass almost drowned. So no, boyfriend, I don't listen to most what come out her mouth.
She's schizophrenic. But it doesn't mean that she's not perceptive. Look, just let me say this, then I'll get off your back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dealing drugs is very dangerous for somebody like you. All that energy you've got, it can go dark if you let it.
I think you've been hanging around my mama too long. Her crazy is starting to rub off on you.
I'll be back in the morning to pick her up.
Jesus, wait. The dealing, I ain't got no choice. I don't. I've been trying to stop for a while now. It's not that easy. And if you don't want nothing to do with me, that's fine. I just wanted to let you know, cause...
I'm bored. Take off your clothes.
A little privacy?
Everybody out.
A long time since I've done this.
A man?
No, a vampire.
Anybody here? Hello? Hey, is anybody in?
Crystal's father.
Well, you're the guy from
the guy holding the gun. And I'm telling you, Crystal ain't never coming back here. And you ain't never going near her again.
Stupid punk. You ain't got no idea who you're messing with.
No, you got no idea. I'm a cop. And I know what you're up to. So you're gonna leave Crystal the fuck alone. Or me. And the whole sheriff's department is going to come to you and your hillbilly freak show. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I feel you, boy.
Kill you, but I will. I got nothing left to live for anyway. You took it all. You brought this on yourself, Debbie. Take another step and I will shoot. Why don't you just pull the trigger now? What do you care? There's people that still love you for reasons I ain't even gonna try to make sense of. Wow. Talking to me about love. How noble and shit. Bitch, please.
screw you. You fuck vampires and werewolves because your own kind rejects you. They know you're nothing but a friend. I've had vampire blood. A lot of it. Oh, me too. Your boyfriend's yummy. Get back here!
Jessica, stay in the house!
Since no one was hospitable enough to invite me in, I had to wait till you came out. I take it this is yours.
Let her go.
What do you think, Gus? I let her go. Oh? Well, I take it that's a no. I tell you what, I'll trade you the red one for the blonde one.
How about you and I settle this among men?
Oh, how very sexist of you, Bill. When it comes to killing, I have always been an equal opportunist.
You are 3,000 years old and a king. Yet you hide behind guards. Wolves. A baby vampire. You a coward. Or you just lazy.
Here you go, boy. Rip it to shreds. Norton was right about you. You are a waste of the blood. Silver spurs.
You lie.
I'm sorry.
Please don't kill me. I don't want to die.